More Drive Time Sports on KOAN. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
So now you open my eyes.
Here comes the quarterback, Burrow, looking for a block, and he got it up on the front by Hopkins into the end zone. Touchdown!
I feel like I'm gonna lose my way.
Let's talk more fantasy football here on Drive Time Sports. We do this every Thursday. We give you a primer ahead of the Thursday night game, which might be a little bit lackluster. Tonight, we get the Jets, we get the Broncos right here on KOAL. And joining us right now to talk fantasy football for Week 4, we have Joe Bartle of RotoWire.com. And Joe, it's always a pleasure. I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for the time today.
Yeah, I'm happy to hop on and talk some fantasy football.
Joe, we'll start by talking about tonight's game. You know, Thursday night football, you know, I hate to be a downer, but it hasn't been great so far this year. As far as fantasy purposes in tonight's game, I'm looking at skill position players, and Melvin Gordon may be the best option tonight. I mean, I don't know. Give me your thoughts on tonight's contest.
Yeah, we all complained for the last 4 or 5 months about having football. Well, I feel like this is our retribution coming here, right? Like, we just want sports. Well, we're going to put that to the test here with the Broncos and Jets, which I think is going to be one of the worst Thursday night games we've seen in quite a while. And it's ironic. I actually feel a little bit different than you about Thursday night football. I've been enjoying it so far. Even last week, you wouldn't imagine Dolphins-Jaguars is going to be fun. And I know it wasn't really that competitive, but I would have anticipated it going the other direction, what we've seen the first 2 weeks. So to see the Dolphins be as good as they were and kind of see Miles Gaskin emerge as the starting running back for the Dolphins, I like that. And it's always good to have football on the timing. We have football, basketball, baseball all going at the same time. This is a good time. But if ever you were to skip a Thursday night game, I would say this is the one. And the reason for when the top fantasy option for you is a defense, and I think in this case it's the Broncos defense, that probably spells a game I don't need to really participate in or pay attention to. So it'll be interesting. Jamison Crowder is supposed to be back for tonight's game. I think that's a bigger deal. Crowder and for all of Sam Darnold's legitimate struggles this season, Crowder has been pretty fantastic. And really, when he's been healthy, he's been a great source of PPR production for fantasy owners out there. And I think, again, you look at what he did in Week 1, 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. I have to think that's going to be relatively close to what we're anticipating again for the Broncos, who have lost a lot of key pieces on their defense already. Their secondary isn't that good as is. So I think Crowder's going to be fine. I really want to see Chris Herndon. Like, I have a lot of Chris Herndon shares at the end of August, like around draft season, thinking, man, the Jets are just decimated. They have nobody to actually catch the ball. And that's been 100% true, and yet they continue to make their best pass catcher, I think, in Herndon, block as much as he has. At some point when Adam Gase gets fired, we might be able to see Herndon get unleashed, and I'm excited for that opportunity. And there's if you have a deep roster spot, I'm still holding on to Herndon as much as I possibly can. But this might be the last time I can let that leash run, because if he doesn't get involved in this matchup, I don't know what matchup he will when Gase is still head coach.
Yeah, and you mentioned the leash. When you get to this point in time in the season, going into Week 4, the season's now a month old. And yes, maybe it is a little bit different because we didn't have preseason. But at this point, you kind of know what you need to know in the form of fantasy. And so we'll start with the quarterback position. Joe, give me a couple of guys that you had high expectations for that have not reached those expectations, where at this point in time you say, okay, look, this guy, he is what he is.
Yeah, it's interesting. The people that I thought would do pretty good have all done pretty good. I mean, there is a reason why if I was going to be drafting quarterback, I was shopping in that 6th, 7th, 8th round range, getting the Kyler Murrays, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen to a lesser extent, but was kind of in that range too, and Matt Ryan. Those were the quarterbacks that I was really targeting. In past years, I have been all for Lamar Jackson last year. The year before that, I was all for Patrick Mahomes. There's been value in the quarterback position in that round 10 and later spot. And to some extent, I was fine with getting Roethlisberger as a QB2. I loved Joe Burrow as a QB2. He's been doing what I expected him to from a fantasy perspective, so that's great. I don't know if a lot of people are really recognizing that right now, but he's pretty darn close to a starting quarterback option week in and week out when you look at the Bengals' schedule. But I was anticipating that. So really there hasn't been major changes other than the negative side. Carson Wentz just being as bad as he's been. I was still like very clearly going after those Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan types before I was going to Wentz, but I always felt like he was a decent enough, you know, stopgap if I had to. And I really didn't care for Josh Allen. I have him in a couple leagues just by default, so it's worked out to me, but that's more of me stumbling into dumb luck than anything else. Rodgers has been great. It's been great to see the Packers fan like I am, but I was not anticipating this type of performance, so I haven't been able to benefit too much from it. So, yeah, I'm more or less anticipating or expecting what I have. It's just the Roethlisberger emergence and the Rodgers, well, and Roethlisberger, but really the Rodgers and then Wentz doing so bad. That's where I've kind of seen this QB position change from what I anticipated in August.
Joe Bartle again of rotowire.com, our guest right now as we talk fantasy football ahead of week 4 in the NFL. We'll go to the running back spot, and one of the guys that you and I did talk about, Joe, ahead of the season was Kenyon Drake. Now, I believe that Drake is actually going to be a solid play this week. I mean, just look at the numbers. Arizona going at Carolina. I don't believe there's a defense in the league that has allowed more fantasy points to a running back this year. I could be wrong on that, but if not, I know Carolina is top three in that regard, allowing points to fantasy running backs. Kenyon Drake, your thoughts on him, not only through this week, but what you've seen throughout the season, because this was a guy that I know was, I think his ADP was somewhere around 13 or 14, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I did not like him. I did not want to draft him in that late first round. Like, I would have rather went with Josh Jacobs. I would have rather went with Austin Eckler. And I would have much rather had Nick Chubb, too. And for most opportunities, I was able to draft Nick Chubb in the second round, so I didn't have to worry about making this choice. It was Kenyon Drake or Aaron Jones where I was kind of struggling with. And, you know, Aaron Jones now has went off and had a pretty solid three-week start. The problem with Drake, it's kind of like the Panthers. I'm sorry, the Panthers. Wow, I should be trying to change it around. It's like the Patriots offense now with Cam Newton, where you know that Newton's going to get involved in the red zone as that guy at the quarterback position, and he's more or less getting those carries and opportunities. I think the same kind of deal is happening with Kyler Murray, whether he's running in touchdowns or throwing touchdowns to the weapon, but he has. You just aren't seeing Drake get involved from a scoring perspective. 16 carries, 20 carries, 18 carries, that's great. The fact that he's not getting involved more in the passing game, too, is a bit troubling. Like, if you're in a PPR league, you would have probably assumed Drake was near Joe Mixon or near Austin Eckler. You were taking him probably ahead of Josh Jacobs and maybe even ahead of Derrick Henry, too. So to me, I was always troubled by the fact multiple different organizations, whether it be Alabama or the Dolphins, passed up the opportunity to make Drake a starting running back. And yet here we are really off the back of two or three great games last year, trying to work our way into assuming Drake is a guy. And I just don't know if he is a – I don't know if he's the guy. I think he is just a guy. So it'll be interesting. You're right, this Panthers matchup is fine. They are 31st in terms of points allowed at the running back position. I think the Jets might be the worst. So going back to Melvin Gordon, I think he's a fine play tonight. If Drake doesn't do anything this week, man, I don't think you can really sell Drake to somebody and get first-round value for him, at least close to his ADP. So are you willing to take 75 cents to the dollar, 80 cents? Like, I would be, but I was never drafting Drake to begin with. So if I had him, I was auto-drafted for whatever the reason. I was trying to get rid of him as soon as I could.
Now, let's stick with the running backs. Let's move over to Detroit. It was just kind of odd the way things kind of went down in the offseason, right? I mean, DeAndre Swift was a guy that I don't believe either you nor I were high on going into the season. You have Kerryon Johnson, a guy I was super high on last year. That did not work out. And then Adrian Peterson gets released from Washington. And when you look at the ties that Adrian Peterson had with Bevel and everything else that's happening in Detroit, I guess in some sense it made sense. Now you're looking at what this Detroit backfield looks like, kind of a mess of an offense. What do you make of Johnson and Swift and Adrian Peterson? I mean, obviously, you're probably better off not having any of these guys, but if you have to pick one, what do you make of the running back situation in Detroit?
Yeah, I think Matt Patricia should be sending some of his game check every week to Adam Gase or Dan Quinn, because if those two weren't NFL head coaches right now, I think a lot of us in the fantasy sphere and probably the NFL sphere would be going, what in the world is Matt Patricia doing as a head coach? I think it's almost negligible what he's doing to the Lions at this point. And you're right, he probably wasn't the one that literally said, hey, let's invest a second-round pick in DeAndre Swift when we already have a second-round pick in Kerryon Johnson. But I just legitimately don't understand the choices the Lions front office, the coaching staff, the organization are making when it comes to prime assets, draft picks, and everything else. Right? I really love DeAndre Swift. I thought he was, besides Jonathan Taylor and J.K. Dobbins, was the third best running back out of this class. I think he's a fantastic talent. I do not want any part of him when he is on the Detroit Lions. Like, until he goes to a different team or they just have a different coach, different scheme, I don't know, anything. I'm not going ahead inquiring Swift, and I think if I have DeAndre Swift and I was drafting in the sixth or seventh round, you have to consider cutting him outright at the moment because there just isn't opportunities for him. You've seen Adrian Peterson get 22 carries last week, and I'm disgusted that the Lions somehow won the game because now it almost reinforces the fact that this is a good choice to make, a 35-year-old running back getting 90% of the opportunities over your back-to-back second-round draft picks at the position. It's just, it's wrong. Like I said, it's a negligible choice, and I think we need to see some type of change before you can feel confident rostering Kerryon Johnson or Swift. As long as Peterson's getting 20-plus carries, I mean, he probably has to be on your roster, but I don't know if there's ever a point where you're like, yep, got it. Can't wait to roster or to play him this week. So as a running back three or running back four, it's fine from a depth perspective, but you're probably losing if he's playing anyway. That's my thought. So I'm very frustrated with the whole situation. I really think DeAndre Swift is an incredible talent at the position, but we will not see it until Matt Patricia's gone, and I just don't know when that scenario occurs.
Joe Bartle again, our guest right now of rotowire.com as we talk fantasy football week four. Joe, as always, it is a pleasure. Before I let you go, you have to give the listeners a little bit more insight on where they can find you. I know I reached out to you for some fantasy advice this last weekend. You're always available on Twitter, plus you do a lot of work with RotoWire, obviously.
Yeah, thankfully you have the smart enough mind to go ahead and not play MVS over Lazard. We talked about that there, but... yeah, I mean, you can reach out to me at JD Fantasy Sports. Despite that bad advice that I gave you, I've actually been doing pretty good when it comes to listeners' questions.
Yes.
We also have a lot of different ways to go ahead and get a hold of other experts on the RotoWire site. We have an Ask an Expert feature, which allows users who are subscribed to the site to go ahead and submit a question for their lineups, DFS, whatever you name it. We're able to cover it. It's not just NFL, it's NBA, MLB, and playoffs are wrapping up now, so... You're more or less doing DFS stuff, but even for next year, if you're planning ahead, that type of stuff. And you can get that access by free by just going to rotowire.com/free, get a 10-day free trial. That opens up the entire site to you. You can check out a few of the other podcasts and articles that we have on the site for NFL or any other sports. And if you like what we're doing on the site, great. You can go ahead and subscribe and get more money out of the site itself. But otherwise, yeah, 10-day free trial at rotowire.com/free.
Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking out the time to join us. I look forward to doing it again next week.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Let's break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.